time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, GPS on our phones has been a thing for well over a decade.
Yes, and I don't even remember how I got places before it.
I mean, gosh, remember you had to like go before your trip and print out directions on, yeah, like MapQuest or Google Maps where you, the turn by turn directions.
Yes.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without asking police for directions when you've, and you're actively committing a crime, then you're doing okay.
Actually, you should probably keep doing that. The police would like for you to keep doing that.
Well,
like if you're trying to run away from the scene of a crime, but you're not really sure where to go and you stop and ask police, they might be like, hey, where are you coming from? Where are you running from?
So Aaron and Alan, couple of guys there, Missouri, both 27, young.
Well, they should know better.
Full of life.
You're 27. You should know better.
They pulled up to some police and asked how to get out of Osage Beach there in the Ozarks in the middle of Missouri, right?
Mm.
Maybe you've heard of the Ozarks thanks to the show.
Exactly. Which is so good, by the way.
Here's where it started to unravel. They were already in Osage Beach. And they didn't realize it.
Oh, okay.
And that's right around the time when the officers realized, well, you two might not be exactly sober.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so they stopped to ask, the cops, they stopped to ask. They happened to be doing, like, training sessions for their drug dogs. So literally they were like, well, this could be a fun little learning moment.
Yeah, it's like a little real world training.
Right. So they brought one of the dogs over and they found a couple grams of meth. Obviously, that's bad. And now they're
bold
both.
Bold move that they decided to stop knowing they had illegal drugs on them. They're still stopping to ask police for directions.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And so neither one of them could figure out, let's try to pull it up on our phones. Google map it.
I mean, you know, hey, No. That.
But
they,
looking at the mugshots, though, it makes sense.
Yeah, I was
it makes
say
sense. They didn't think about that.
I don't necessarily. Can't judge a book by its cover, Kelly.
You can a little bit on these.
But these,
shots.
You kind of can. Yeah,
you kind of can a little bit.
So again, you can manage to make it through the day without, asking police for directions when you're actively committing a crime.
Right. You have illegal drugs on you.
On you.
Yeah.
And you happen to roll up to a drug dog training sesh.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's divine intervention it not? And the police would kindly say, you know what? Keep doing that.
Yeah,
that makes our job a little bit easier.
Hopefully that's your wake-up call. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.